Be sure to check out CFRC.ca and IWACanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
More noise, please.
You are listening to More Noise, Please on CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto and CJRU.ca. I am Super Jen, and I am your host. For the next half hour, I'll be playing a variety of noisy stuff of various styles with a focus on local and Canadian content. In the second half of the hour, we have a special guest, Morgan, from Boston's Bedtime Magic, who will be playing some of their favorite music and influences. We're going to start things off with a track called Scum Day by Ontario's The First Seed, off of their release called Saturday. If you like what you hear, check out their Bandcamp, and they also have a new track on the Splittercore Records comp called We're Not Done Yet. That was a track called Seesaw Trigonometry by Auditing, a solo experimental synth punk project by London's Dave Sirigini, who you may know from Mono Negatives or his solo noise project, Shameful. Coming up next is a song called One Punch Dub Number 2 by Toronto Psychic Weapons. They have a show tomorrow, Thursday, July 6th at 8 p.m. at Monarch Tavern with Olga and Dopamine Dream. Definitely check them out because they are fantastic live.
Again, arriving.
was a track called Generations Deem by Toronto's Bile Sister off her upcoming album Living on the Edge, out July 21st on We Are Time. She has a show on July 7th in Toronto with Esther Splett and Ylang Ylang at 8 p.m. at Bootsy's Palace. Next up, we are going to hear Bullet Train to Vegas, one of my favorite songs by Drive Like Jehu, which came out in 1992. When I heard of Rick's untimely death earlier this week, I felt it was important to include one of the songs that he wrote and performed on the show. R.I.P. Rick, a talented musician and visual artist who will be missed by many.
We'll be right back.
That was a track called Both by Squid Pisser, which is a supergroup comprised of members of Def Club, Cancer Christ, and Starcrawler. And that track also features John Clardy on drums and Zane Drayton. Coming up next is a track called Nail Gun Transorbital Lobotomy by Montreal's Cystic Embalmment. If you like what you hear, they are playing a show on Saturday, July 8th at Bar Orwell with Toronto's Phantom Crawl and Acid Shower. Track is called Snore, Snore, Snorer, and it's by Boston's Bedtime Magic. Stay tuned to hear some great music chosen by Morgan, who will play us some influences of theirs in the next half of the show. Thank you so much for listening.
More noise, please.
Hello, my name is Morgan. I play drums in a band called Bedtime Magic, and you are listening to CJRU in Canada. More noise, please. this is Morgan from Bedtime Magic. We're playing you some songs that Bedtime Magic either stole from directly or was heavily inspired by. You just heard Universal Order of Armageddon playing Visible Distance. Before that, you heard Black Dice playing a song called Lamb. Now we're going to play you a song from Bauhaus, She's in Parties. You just heard Harriet the Spy playing Retarding Dimensionally. Harriet the Spy was a band from Kent, Ohio. Kent or Akron, Ohio, from the mid-90s. I had the privilege of touring with them a couple times, playing a bunch of shows with them. Fun fact, the drummer for this band, Jamie Stillman, is the owner and creator of Earthquaker Devices guitar pedals. Makes some pretty cool stuff. Before that, you heard a band called Year Future, a song called Mostly Plastic. Year Future was a sort of a super group. It was Sonny from Gold Standard Laboratories and a band called Angel Hair on vocals, and a guy called Rocky Crane, who played guitar in Dead and Gone, played in that band. Pretty good stuff. And before that, you heard Bauhaus playing She's in Parties. We're playing some songs that my band Bedtime Magic either stole from directly or tried to steal from as best we could. Next up, got a song from Funkadelic. You just heard a band called Bull Roarer playing a song called Tadpole Crutch. Bull Roarer was a Boston band from the early to mid-90s. They went on to become another band called The USA is a Monster. Before you heard that, you heard Funkadelic playing Can You Get to That? Next up, we're going to play a band from Birmingham, Alabama called The Plate Six. I'm Morgan. I'm from a band called Bedtime Magic. You just heard a band, Gang of Four, playing the song Damaged Goods. Before that was Blast, playing Only Time Will Tell. And before Blast was The Plate Six from Birmingham, Alabama, playing Red, The New Black. I'm Morgan. I play in a band called Bedtime Magic. I've been playing you some songs that Bedtime Magic tried to rip off as best we could, or were heavily influenced by. Hopefully you like some of the stuff that you heard. This is More Noise, Please on CJRU Canada.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
Two out of three geese, six out of seven seagulls, and this Transylvanian owl all agree that if they had their own radios, they would tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting just for you.